ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalid. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the chait of Ochron. Ochron was Mal Bechem, and he took from the Shlal of Yerichai. And the Gemara dashens the Psukim in Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Chota Yisrael. The Gemara dashens on Rebbe Bazav, the Afal Pisha Chota, even though he did a chet, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yisrael, because Yisrael, Afal Pisha Chota Yisraelu. The Gemara then dashens the Pasek, Vegam Ovu Es Bisiya Shet Sivisiya Isam, Gam Lokhu Min Acherim, Gam Gonvu, Gam Kichashu, Gam Samu Bikleim. The Pasuk says Loshen of Gam 5 times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was telling Yeshua the Chet that it was Chota Yisrael, he said the Loshen Gam 5 times. And the Gemara Darshans on Rabbi Lo, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, Bam Mesparta, Melamed She'ovar Ochon al Chamishei Chum She'Torah. This is teaching us that Ochon was over on Chamishei Chum She'Torah, She'nema Chamisha Gam, it says in the Pasuk Gam 5 times. So we dash from this that Ochon was over on Kol HaTorah Kula. That not only was Ochon over in Chamishei Chum She'Torah, Ochon Moshech Bar Lasei Hava. Ochon was a Moshech Bar Lasei, and the Gemara Darshan says, Ksevacha V'gam Ovres Bisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua V'gam Ovres Bisi. Uchsevasim by the Parsha of Milan Parshas Lech Lecha, it says Aloshen as Bisi Hefar. So we dash in from Gam Ovres Bisi, is referring to Bis Milo, we see from there that Ochon is a Moshech Bar Lasei. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, if we tell us that Ochon was over on Chamishei Chum She'Torah, it's Poshet that Ochon was also over on the Mitzvah of Mila, and Ochon was a Moshech Bar Lasei Hava. And the Gemara answers, Ma'u Detemo B'Mitzvah Gufei Leipakar, on a Mitzvah on his own body, he was Leipakar, Kamashma Nafila, on a Mitzvah on his own Guf, he was a Moshech Bar Lasei. Ochon was, not only was he over on all other Yisurim, but even on a Mitzvah Shebe Gufei, also Ochon was a Moshech Bar Lasei. On this that the Gemara tells us that Ochon was a Moshech Bar Lasei, and the Gemara dashes this from the Pasuk of Esbisi, Heifar, so when it says Gam Ovru Esbisi, it's referring to Ochon was Moshech Bar Lasei. It's mashmah from here that the Issa of being Moshech Bar Lasei is an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara is dashing from Sukkim that Ochon was Moshech Bar Lasei, and dashing this from Agzeira Shava, from the Lashon of Esbisi, Heifar, it's mashmah from here that the Issa of being Moshech Bar Lasei is an Issa Menatayah. And the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph brings a memory of Rav Huna Dvar Torah Moshech Oichel B'Truma. Midaraisa, a person who is Moshech Bar Lasei is still mutter to eat Truma, or Oral is usher to eat Truma. And the Gemara is telling us that Midaraisa, one who is Moshech Bar Lasei, is not Nechshav on Oral, he's Nechshav on Mol, and he's mutter to eat Truma. Umidareim Gozer Olav Ibn Shanira Ka'oral. Midarabonim, they were Gezer on a Moshech Bar Lasei, he's usher to eat Truma, Midarabonim, because he's Nira Ka'oral. But it's only a gzeir midrabbanan midrayisa. It's mutter for a moshech bar lasei to eat truma. Taisus and Devar Maschel and Midevayim asks that Taisus from the memory of Rav Huna onto our Gemara. Taisus that Isan Perek Nigmar Adin that a Ochon was moshech bar lasei ayah umapik le mikra. So Taisus the Gemara here dashes from Sukkim that Ochon was a moshech bar lasei. It's mashra from our Gemara. The Issa of moshech bar lasei is a Issa min atayra. And then for Tosfos, that it's only a smachta ba'almo, this that the Gemara dashes this from Psukim is an asmachta ba'almo, but a Moshech Bar Lasei is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, there is no Issa min HaTorah being Moshech Bar Lasei, and it's only a din d'Rabbanan that a Moshech Bar Lasei is Nechshav Aron, if he's only Asa to eat Shuma mid d'Rabbanan. And the Chayra, this is also the sheet of the Ramam and Uchash Shumas, the Ramam Paskin, this memory of Rav Huna, a Moshech Bar Lasei is only Asa to eat Shuma mid d'Rabbanan, mid d'Raisei is Nechshav Amal. It's mashma the Issa Moshech Bar Lasei is an Issa the Rabban, it's not an Issa the Raisa. V'yesh lahor from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yad Aleph, Rebbe Elazar Meidoi Oimer HaMechales HaKotchim HaMevazes HaMoedes VaMalbim Pnei Chavei B'Rabim VaMefer Bisa Shel Avram Avinu VaMegale Ponim BaTeiru Shalei Kaalocha. Any of these 5 Averis, even if it's Yesh B'Yodei Teiru Masim Teivim, Ein Lechelek Leilam Haba. And what is the Mishnah referring to when it says Amefer Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu? Rashi is Mefarish Einereitzer Limol as Brisi Heifar. He brings the pasuk of as Brisi Heifar. He's Einereitzer Limol. He's Ein Lechelik Lelam Haba. Even if it's Yesh Biyodei Teiru Meisim Teivim. The Rambam in Pirush Hamishnayis and Rabbi Yonah in his Pirush Hanavos are Mefarish that Mefer Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu is referring to Amoshech Bar Lasei. The Lashon of Rabbi Yonah is that Amoshech Bar Lasei lechaseis ha'atorah, one who's Moshech Bar Lasei to be mechaseh the atorah, to be nirek ka'oril, ki misha oise lahachis k'te lahavzis ha'mitzvahs, he's doing it lahachis k'te be mevazah mitzvahs, he is a mefer brisa shel Avraham Avinu, and he's ein lechelek le'lam haba. Hakapanis mevuah from the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda that a meifer bisa shel Avraham Avinu is a moishech baralasin and he's ein lechelik olam haba. And if it's ein lechelik olam haba, it's mashma. It's an iser deraisa. It's not mashma from what something that's only an iser derabanan should be ein lechelik olam haba. And this is also the Rambam in Paragimel Meiruchus Tshuva Lachavav. He's paskins elu she'ein lechelik olam haba. And one of the isurim that the Rambam lists that he's a person who's ein lechelik leilam haba is a moishech baralasai. The Rambam paskins that a moishech baralasai is ein lechelik leilam haba. And again, if it's ein lechelik leilam haba, it's mashmitz and iser deraisa v'yesh lahor from the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Beis, the memra of Rav Huna that a moishech baralasai is only an oral midervayim midereisa is mutter to ichuma. It's mashmitz the iser being moishech baralasai is only an iser derabanan and not an iser deraisa. The Pri Yitzchak in Simen Chav Zayin answers that there's no stira. Even if it says it's ein lechelik olam haba, it's not mukhach from there that it's an iser deraisa. There could be something, even if it's only an iser derabanan, could also be ein lechelik olam haba. So again, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that a moishach bar lasse is an iser derabanan. Afiluachi the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos mevuah that a meifer bisa shel Avraham Avinu, a moishach bar lasse is ein lechelik olam haba. And that's why the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tshuva that he's mutter to eat Tshuva min ha-Toyr, it's only awesome with the Rabbanon, even though the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva paskins that a Moshech Barlosa is ein lechedek le'lam haba. V'yesh lehor on this mahalach from Tosis in Chagigon, daf yud chesam at Aleph. Tosis is medayik from this that the Mishnah says, mevazah is ha-Moyedos is ein lechedek le'lam haba. And Tosis says, mevazah is ha-Moyedos, the Gemara Darshins is one who is mechalal chedek le'lam haba, one who does melochan chalam moyed is ein lechedek le'lam haba. Tosis is medayik from there that if one who does melachan chalamoid is ein lechelik olam haba, it's mashma from there that the iser chalamoid is an iser deraisa and not an iser derabanan. There's an idin in the Rishonim if the iser of doing melachan chalamoid is an iser deraisa or an iser derabanan. And Tosis is medayik from the Mishnah that a mevazes amoides, which the Gemara darshins mevazes amoides is referring to one who does melachan chalamoid. Zok the Mishnah is ein lechelik olam haba. Zok Tosis, if it's ein lechelik olam haba, mistam it's an iser deraisa. Tosis medayik from there that's an iser deraisa. And im kein hu adin a moishach bar lasse. If the Mishnah tells us it's ein lechelik olam haba, it's mashma from there that's an iser min ha-Toyra and not an iser derabanan. V'hodja kushe l'duchte from the Gemara in Yevamos that a moishach bar lasse is only osir to eat truma mederabanan, but mederaisa is mutter to eat truma. The Beis Halevi in Pasha Shemois is mechalik. If a person is moishach bar lasse for a tzairich, if a person is moishach bar lasse for a siba which he has, which he wishes to moishach bar lasse. Beis Halevi's marshal is the Yidden Mitzayin. The Medrash tells us they are moishach bar lasse and the Mitzvim were geizer connected the Mila, and therefore the Yidden wanted to cover up this that they were mal. The male they were moishach bar lasse. But if in Zekta Beis Halevi, the Issa of moishach bar lasse would only be a Issa the Rabbanon, it wouldn't be an Issa min ha-Toyra. And this is the halacha of the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Beis that Rav Huna tells us that a moishach bar lasse is only an oral mederabanan mederais that's nechshav amol and it's mutter to eat truma min ha-Toyra. But Zokta Beis Halevi calls that if the person is being oisim for a specific tzairich, he's being moishach bar lasse, then it's an issa derabanan. But if the person is being moishach bar lasse to be mevazah the mitzvah, if the person is being moishach bar lasse because he wants to destroy the mitzvah's mila, he's being oisim lahachis. He wants to make himself not a mole because of his bizoyin and mitzvah, Zokta Beis Halevi, Ba'ifin Zed, the mice of being Moshech Bar Lasse is an Issa min ha-Toyra. And this is what the Mishnah is referring to, that he's a Mefer Brisei Shal Avraham Avinu and he's Ein Lechedek Le'olam Haba. Such a Moshech Bar Lasse is an Issa min ha-Toyra, he's being Issa Lahachas, he's being Issa to be Mevazeh, Ba'ifin Zed, it's an Issa min ha-Toyra, and Zokta Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Ein Lechedek Le'olam Haba. When Mele Zokta Rambam in Pirkei Shumas that a Moshech Bar Lasse is mutter to eat Shuma min ha-Toyra, it's only Issa the Rabbanan. But Dr. Beis Halevi calls the dafka moishach bar lasse, if he's doing it for any specific tzairich, that's an issa derabanan, and he's only an oral mederabanan. Mashenkin Dr. Beis Halevi, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam paskins that a meifer bisa shel Avraham Avinu is a moishach bar lasse, and he's ein lechelik le'olam haba, that's a person who's being oisa lahachis, he's being oisa to be mevaza the mitzvah mila, but if in that it's an issa deraisa, and on that the Mishnah tells us, and the Rambam tells us, is ein lechelik le'olam haba. Well, if he's a yesh lefarish our Gemara, this time we say, Achon Moshech Bar Lasse Havei, Achon was Moshech Bar Lasse to be Mevazah the Mitzvah Mila, he was a Issa Lahachis, Memelo, that was an Issa Menatoi, the Gemara Dashens from the Pasuk of his BC Hefer, Vigam Avru his BC, that Achon is a Moshech Bar Lasse, he was this Moshech Bar Lasse that the Mishnah is referring to, a Mefer BC Shalavom Avino, that's Ein Lechedek Le'olam Haba. The Gemara continues to dashen the Psukkim of how Yeshua was Mechayev Achon Misa. And the Gemara darshins the pasuk in Yeshua, Vayikach Yeshua es Achon ben Zerach ves Hakesef ves Haderes ves Loshein Azov, all the things that Achon took from the Shlal of Yerichoi, Yeshua brought it with him to the Sreifa of Achan that they also should be burnt. Ve'ez bana ve'ez b'naisa, he brought Achan's children. Ve'ez shayre ve'ez chamayre ve'ez soyne ve'ez alay ve'ez kol ha'shaloi. He brought all his possessions, shayre, chamayre, soyne, everything that belonged to Achan. And it's mashma from the pasuk that he brought, just like he brought shayre, chamayre, soyne, alay ve'chol ha'shaloi to be nisraf, who then he brought bana ve'ez they were also chayiv Sreifa. And the Gemara asks him, Hu chata banu ubnoisav machatu? Even if Achan was chayta, he took from the shlal of Yericho, but banu ubnoisav machatu, what was their chet? Why were they chayiv sreifa? And the Gemara answers, Vul tameich, im hu chata kol Yisrael machatu? Even if Achan was chayta, the rest of Klai Yisrael didn't do a chet. And the Pasuk ends off after listing all the things that he brought that belonged to Achan, all his property and all his possessions were brought to the sreifa. The Pasuk ends off, V'chol Yisrael imay. He brought the rest of Klai Yisrael also to come and watch. The rest of Klai Yisrael came to watch the Sreifa of Achan. Elamai, why did Yeshua bring the rest of Klai Yisrael? Agam, they weren't Chayti and they weren't Chayiv Sreifa. Ela L'Radoison. Yeshua brought the rest of Klai Yisrael L'Radoison to give them Musa, to be Mechiach them, V'chol Ha'am Yishmu V'Yiro, they should be Lekech, the Musa V'Libam, not to be Chayti. Zog to Gemara, Achanami, he brought Banu V'Bnoisav K'dei L'Radoison in order to give Musa, in order to be Mechiach, they should be Lekech, the Musa V'Libam, not to be Chayti. And there are two possible ways to explain this Gemara, this that Yeshua brought Banav Ubnoisav of Achan Kedei L'Radoison. The Marashon Chidush HaGodes brings from Rashi in his Pirish on Yeshua. Rashi is Mefarish, this that the Pasuk says, Banav Ubnoisav wasn't that Banav Ubnoisav of Chayiv Sreifa. Yeshua did not burn the children of Achan. Banav Ubnoisav came just like Kol Yisrael came. Kol Yisrael came to watch the Sreifa of Achan Kedei Shebilekech, Musa V'Cholam Yishmu V'Yiro. Then also Yeshua brought Banav Ubnoisav Ima, he also brought the children of Achan to watch the Sreifa Kedei that they should be Lekech, Musar, and learn not to be Chayte. But it's not that the children of Achan were Chayiv Misa like the Mashmoyis of the Pasuk that listed amongst all the possessions of Achan. The children of Achan didn't get killed, they came just to watch the Sreifa Kedei that they should be Lekech, Musar, and they should be to learn not to be Chayte. In Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Medrash brings that Yeshua also not only was Mechayiv Sreifa on Achan, but he also was Seirif Banav Ubnoisav. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains why is it that Banav Ubnoisav of Achan were Chayiv Sreifa? L'chayra only Achan was Chayte, the Banav Ubnoisav of Achan were not Chayte. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains this that Yeshua's Mechayiv Sreifa not only on Achan, but on all his possessions, and not only on all his possessions, but on his children also was because his children also knew about the Chet, and his children didn't tell anybody to this that Achan was Chayte. So being that his children knew about it and didn't tell anybody that Achan was Lekeach from the Shtal of Yericho, they were included in the Chet of Achan. And just like Achan was Chayiv Sreifa, they were Nichol in the Chet because they also had a Chelik of the Chet for this that they didn't tell anybody. They were also included in the Chayiv Sreifa that was Chal on Achan Ubeisai. It was Chal on Achan and all his possessions. And they were also included because they were also had some sort of Shutfis in the Chet because they knew about it and didn't tell anything. Al-Kopanim, it's Mavur that Rashi holds that the Banav Ubnoisav of Achan were not Chayiv Sreifa. They came just to watch Kedei L'Radoison that they should be Lekeach Musa and learn not to be Chayte. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is mefarish that not only Yeshua was Seirif Achan and all his possessions, but Banav Ubnoisav Imay were also Chayiv Sreifa like the Mashmoyis of the Pasuk. And the Medrash explains why is it that they were Chayiv Sreifa is being that they knew about it and didn't tell anybody. They also have a Shutfus in the Aveira and they were included in the Chayiv Sreifa that was Chal on Achan Ubeisai. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings the Maisa of Yeshua when the Malach came to be Teveihim on Bitul Teveh. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, Vayi b'yos Yeshua b'richoi. Vayisa eino vayar, and he saw someone from afar, and he asked him, Alonu atim litzareinu. Are you from us, or are you from my enemies? Vayomer loi ki ani sar tzva Hashem, I am the sar tzva of Hashem, ato bossi, and I come now. Vayipul Yeshua alponav arza vayishtachu, Yeshua was noifel alponav arza, and he bowed down. And the Gemara asked, Hey Chiyavid, Hachi, how is Yishayel b'shloimei v'am Rav Yechanan asa le'la'odim she'itein shalom la'chaveir b'layla? It's asa for a person to be nice in shalom la'chaveir b'layla. Chayishin an shem eshedu, there's a chshash, maybe he's a shade, so why wasn't Yeshua chayishish, maybe it's a shade? And the Gemara answers, Shani asam dekarmer le'ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi. The Malach answered, Yeshua ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi. The Malach said, the shame of Hashem. And the Gemara says they are not mapik shem shemayim levatolo, therefore he knows it wasn't a shade. Once he knew it wasn't a shade, therefore vayipo Yeshua alponav arza vayishtachu, he was able to be mishtachave, and he didn't have to be choishish, maybe it's a shade. Once he said the shame of Hashem, shadim are not mapik shem shemayim levatolo. And the Gemara says that the Malach told Yeshua, amalei emesh bitaltim tomit shal beinu arbayim. Yesterday you were mevatol the akrova of the tomit shal beinu arbayim in the Mishkan. Ve'achshav bitaltam talmud Torah, now you are mevatel Torah. And Yeshua asked the Malach, al eze me'en bosa, on which one of the two did you come? Amalei ata bosa, I've come for the one that's now, that he came for the bitl Torah, he's coming to be teveim on the bitl Torah. And the Gemara brings that Yeshua took the Musar, v'yolin Yeshua b'layla hu b'seicha emek, Yeshua was lon b'layla hu b'seicha emek, v'ameb yechana melamit shalon b'oimke shal alocha, that Yeshua was lon b'oimke shal alocha, and he was lekech the Musar from the Malach, that he was mevatel talmud Torah, and he spent that night b'oimke shal alocha. Tosis in Megillah and Av Gimel is Mefarish. Where does the Gemara see this shock of a tie in the Psukim that the Malach was Tevei Yeshua on the Bittel of Talmud Shabbein Abayim and on the Bittel of Talmud Torah? And Yeshua asked him Alezim and Bosa, to which the Malach responded at Bossi that he's coming to be Tevei at the Bittel of Talmud Torah. And Tosis is Mefarish, the Loshen that Yeshua told the Malach, Halonu Atim Litzarenu, are you from us? Halonu Atim Im Litzarenu, or are you from our enemies? That Yeshua was responding to this, that the Malach was Teveya him on the Bittel of the Talmud Shabbein Abayim and on the Bittel of Talmud Torah. And Yeshua asked him, Halonu is Hashem HaPosek of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, are you coming for the Bittel of Talmud Torah? Halonu Hashem the Posek, that the Posek says, Torah Tziva Lonu, are you coming for the Lonu of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe? Or Imlit Sarenu, are you coming to be Teveya the Bittel of the Talmud Shabbein Abayim? And that's Nirmaz on the Loshen of Litzarenu, because the Karbonis are Megan Alenu from my enemies. Memeli Yeshua asked him, Halonu on Torah Tziva Lonu or Imlet Tzareinu, are you coming to be Teveya on the thing which protects us from our enemies, which is the Akravas of Karbonis, are you coming to be Teveya, the Bittel of Talmud Shabbein Arbayim? To which the Malach responded to Yeshua, and the Malach said, Ata Bossi, and this is Hashem, the Pasuk of Ve'ata Kisfu Lachem Es Hashira Azois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Ve'ata Kisfu Lachem, is to write down Es Hashira Azois in Seif Parshas Hazinu. There was the Tzivoy, Ve'ata Kisfu Lachem Es Hashira Azois, it's a remes to the Torah that the Malach was coming to be Teveya, the Bittel of the Talmud Torah, more than the Bittel of the Akrava of the Talmud Shabbein Arabayim. The Torah's Chaim in HaSugya is Medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't just bring that Yeshua went to go learn Torah. The Gemara brings that Yolon Yeshua b'seicha imek, he was lon b'oimke shal alocha. And the Torah's Chaim is medayik that Avada Yeshua learned Torah and he wasn't mevatel Torah afilu that night that the Malach came to be Teveim on the Bittel Torah. Only the Malach was being Teveah on the Oimke shal alocha, the Yeshua was learning, which the Malach was being Teveah to a certain Madrega b'avor ba'alma with a shitchias without being lon b'oimke shal alocha. And on that the Malach was coming to be Teveah that he has to learn with an Oimek and an Ian. That was the Malach was coming to be Teveah, the Bittel Torah. It was a Bittel in the Eichus of the Torah. It was a Bittel on how well Yeshua was being Ma'ayin. That's what the Malach was coming to be Teveah. And therefore the ticking of that, when Yeshua was Lekeach to Musa, was Vayolin Yeshua B'Seicha Imek, he was Lon Bo'imke Shal Alocha. And there's a similar Mahalach, the Zichron Shmuel brings B'Shem De Panavizirov. The Panavizirov asks, why is it that the Malach switched the remes from what Yeshua had asked him? Yeshua asked him, Lefitezis and Megillah, Halonu Atim Litzarenu, Halonu Zashem, the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. And the Malach didn't respond that he's coming for Halonu. The Malach responded, Ve'ata Bossi Hashem, the Pasuk of Ve'ata Kisru Lachem Es Hashira Azois. And the Panavizirov is Mazbe that when Yeshua asked Halonu Atim, he's referring to the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu, as a Mashmois that a person learns Mikarech the Hechrich that he has to learn. And on that Avadah is a Ptur Be'is HaMolchama, Yeshua was Potter from Talmud Torah. If the Tzivri of Talmud Torah is a Tzivri of Torah, Tzivri Lanu Moshe, it's a Tzivri that a person has to learn. B'shas Tetir Dov HaMolchama, a person is Potter. When the Malach was being Tevei Yeshua for the Bittel of the Talmud Torah, the Malach used the Pasuk of Yatta Kisfu Lachem Es HaShira Azois. And a Shiva is Mashma that a person does Beratzin, it's the Shiva Eschaim that a person does because out of a Cheshek, out of a Geshmak that the person has out of it. And on that, the Malach was being Tevei Yeshua at the Bossi, that the Limud HaTorah has to be in what's Mashma from the Pasuk of Atta Kisvel Lachem Es HaShira Azois, it has to be a Shira, not that what's Nirmaz in the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, which is Mashma the person learns Mikoich HaTzivei Ba'alma, not Mikoich his own Cheshek and this that he himself wants to go learn. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings the Pasuk HaYarech Shavach Loi Bitzar. And the Gemara darshins two joshes from this pasuk. The Gemara brings on Rebbe la'ilam yaktim adam tefila litzara. A person should be maktim a tefila before the tzara comes on him. Shall mali la'hiktim avram tefila litzara. If not for this, that Avram Avinu was maktim a tefila to the tzara bein beiselu bein a'ai. That Avram Avinu was mespal la'abonav bein beiselu bein a'ai. Lo nishtayer mirisha yisrael saru dupalit. Bimei Achon, when Achon was Chayte and Klai Yisrael was Nenash and Ai, Chas V'Sholmen wouldn't be Nishtaya from Klai Yisrael as Saru Dupalit. And therefore we see from there also a person should always be makdim a tefillah before the tzarek comes. And the Gemara darshins this from the pasuk, Hayarech Shavach, if a person sets up his tefillahs loy bitzar, then this person won't have tzaris. And Mishlokesh darshin from this pasuk, kala me'amitz atzmei b'tefillah, if a person strengthens himself in tefillah milamata, ein loy tzarem milamayli, he will not have mastinim and mekatrigim on him milamayla. And we dash in this from the pasuk Hayarech Shavach, that if a person is sets up his tefillah and he is me'amitz koichay milam in tefillosai, loy bitzar, he will not have tzarem milamayli, he won't have mastinim and mekatrigim, who are mekatrigim olav in shamayim. And Rabbi Yochanan then says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar La'olam Yevakish Adam Rachmim Shehu Akol Ma'amtzen Es Koichai. A person should always be Mevakish Rachmim that Shehu Akol Ma'amtzen Es Koichai Vayu Lai Tzorim Milamayla. Everybody should be Ma'amtzen Es Koichai, and he shouldn't have Tzorim Milamayla being Makatrig on him. And Rashi's Mefarish, what does it mean? La'olam Yevakish Adam Rachmim that should be Akol Ma'amtzen Es Koichai. Sheyisayu malachi ashoris, the malachi ashoris should help him, levakish rachmim, they should help him to be mevakish rachmim. Vishlo yehuloi mastina milamaila, they should not be mastin on him milamaila, there should not be anybody being mekatrig on him milamaila. And the Rishash is medayik, the mashmoyis of the Gemara is that a person should be mespala sheyehe akol ma'amtin es koichoi. A person should ask the malachim to mevakish rachmim by Kodesh Baruch Hu on his behalf that he should be merachim on Klal Yisrael. And Dr. Rishash, it's mashma from the Gemara that a person could ask the Malachim to be mevakish rachmim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishibu le'aleket in ois reish pei beis, being similarly b'shem Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, that he brings a mekor for the minig that we mespal b'soif slichis machnisei rachmim machnisei rachameinu lifnei ba'al rachmim. And he's mefarish, where is the mekor for a person to mespal such a tefillah that the machnisei rachmim should be machnis rachameinu lifnei ba'al rachmim. And he says the mekor for this minute comes from this Gemara Lo'ilam that a person should be ma'amitz, he should mispal, she'akol ma'amtzen es koichoi. And we see from the Gemara that it's mutter for a person to ask the malachi ashoris to be machnis rachameinu lefnei ba'al rachamim. And therefore he's miyashiv the minute this that will mispal, this tefillah of machnis rachamim. The morale in the Seva Avoida in Perek Yud Beis is koirei tagir on this minute of saying the tefillah of machnis rachamim. And the morale says that a person can never ask anything from the malachim called tefillah seinu is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadai. And this was like the morale, a person should not be mispal this tefillah of machnisei rachmim achnisei rachameinu to ask the malachim to machnis rachameinu lefnei ba'al rachmim. A person shouldn't be mispal to the malachim chas v'shalom. And if a called tefillah seinu is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the morale says a person should not say this tefillah of machnisei rachmim. And to miyashiv min agenu that the morale is magia, the piyut that it's not machnisei rachmim hachnisu rachameinu that we're asking the malachim to machnis rachameinu lefnei ba'al rachamim. Only the morale is magia machnisei rachmim yachnisu rachameinu lefnei ba'al rachamim. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the machnisei rachmim lefonav should be machnis rachameinu lefonav lefnei ba'al rachmim to mirachim on Klal Yisrael. But the tefillah is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillah isn't asking the malachim to be machnis rachameinu lefnei ba'al rachamim. And the morale says that's also the kavon of our Gemara. This that Rabbi Yechanan says, La'ilam, your person should be mispalash, ya'akul ma'amtsin es koicha, is not the kavon of the person should ask the malachi asharis to mevakish rachim olav. The person is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the malachim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be ma'amtsin es koicha, and they shouldn't be mekatrigim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tefillah is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not asking anything from the malachim, the morale holds a person can never ask anything from the malachim besaych tefillasai. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva also brings this morale that a person cannot say any tefillahs to the malachim, and therefore he brings that b'shas the tzibur would say the tefillah of machnisei rachmim was marich betachnon. He said tachnon for a long time that the tzibur shouldn't realize that the Chassam Sefer wasn't saying the piyut of machnisei rachmim, but he was choshish for this morale that a person cannot be mevakish the tefillah of machnisei rachmim. The Chassam Sefer then brings the Shoyal, asked the Maishnah, asking the Malachim to be Mevakesh Rachmim Olav from a person asking another person to be Mespalov for him. And that we find in Tanakh, Vechulu, in the Gemara, is that one person asked another person to go daven for him. And the Chassam Sefer is Mechalak, then it comes to one Yid to be Mespalov for another Yid. If the Yid is Margish Betzar Chaveyoy Venasis Guf Echod, it's Kilo, a person's being Mespalov on himself. But to ask a malach to go daven for him, Dr. Chassam Sefer, is choshish for the sheet of the morale that a person can never ask a malach to mevakish rachmim olav, and his occult philosophy is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Keser Reish in Eis Tzadik Gimel, he also brings b'shem the Goyin, that the Goyin also says that a person shouldn't say b'chlal b'seich tfilosei any bakosha to the malachim. And therefore he brings b'shem the Goyin not to say b'shas the Lel Shabbos, b'shas the Shalom Aleichem, not to say b'chuni l'shalom. A person is asking a bracha from the malach, so the guy, and that's also considered a tefillah to the malach, and therefore a person shouldn't say the paragraph of baruchuni l'shalom. And also the guy says not to say b'shas tepiyat malachei rachman m'shoy sayelyon, that's also a tefillah to the malachim, and therefore the guy put in its place avoyis oylam oya ve'elyon bimkaim, this that we say in the piyat malachei rachman m'shoy sayelyon. The guy knows by Magia Bim Kaimai that a person should say instead Avois Oilam Oyave Elyon, that he's asking the others to mispalofim, because a person could ask another person to mispalofim, but a person should never ask them about that Malachim Shim Vakish Rachim Malof. And this that the Keser Reish brings Bishain the guy, that a person shouldn't say Bishash Shalom Aleichem on the Shabbos, he shouldn't say Baruchuni L'Shalom. The Siddur Isha Yisrael brings that the Shemaya was taught in the Kavon of the Gra. And he explains because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that two malachim accompany a person home on El Shabbos. And if they find the shulchan is aruch and everything is mesudr, they're mevarichim that shekein yir the Shabbos haba. Masha'inkin, if the two malachim that come home with him, they find that they say that the shulchan isn't mesudr and it's not set up for Shabbos, they also give a klal of kein yir the Shabbos haba, and one malach says the klal and the other malach says amen. Memela, it is a tzivif from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the malach when he finds the shulchan mesudah to give a bracha and the other malach to be oina amen. When we say in the piyat, we say in shalom aleichem, we say baruchuni l'shalom, we're not asking the malach to be mevarichas. What we're saying is that it is a tzivif from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the malach has to be mevarichas. So we're telling the malach to be mekayim is tzivoy baruchuni l'shalom alachei ha'shalom, but it's not a bakasha from the malach. We're just saying that the malach should be mekayim his tzivoy, and being that the malach has to give us a bracha, we're saying baruchuni l'shalom malachi ha'shalom is a chedek of the piyat, but it's not considered a bakasha from the malach. A person could say baruchuni l'shalom, he says tov bezeh d'shemeya from the grill, that a person shouldn't say baruchuni l'shalom. Al kaponim ha'yetzalonim, we have two pirushim in the Gemara. This that Rabbi Yechanan says la'olam yeah, a person should be mispalash yakol me'amtsin as koychin, he shouldn't have tzom milamayla. The Shibul Aleket brings b'shem Rabbi Avigdor Kayin Tzedek that the kavon of the Gemara is a person should be mispalat, the malachim shouldn't be mekatrig loy milamaylo, they should be me'amtin es koichoy. Mesrov b'shem the moral is mefarish that a person should be mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should only have akol me'amtin es koichoy and aliyu loy tzor milamaylo. And in afkamina to the tefillas that we have in the piyutim, we have machnisei rachamim, hachnisei rachamim lefnei ba'al rachamim, and the piyut which we say malachi rachamim mishor say elyoin. It's also a bakasha to the malachim to mevakesh rachamim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the moral, a person shouldn't say these piyutim because a person is only able to mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadai, and therefore a person should take out these piyutim and not say them because he can't be mevakesh from the malachim lefnei mevakesh rachamim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is mamshich to be mefarish the sefer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings in the sefer of Yehuda Eimer, Emay Yedea Shum Mezumim. If the one who's being Yetzir Laharig, he knows that the psak of Bezin is not true, the Edom are Edom Shakronim. So instead of saying a vide on his chet, which he knows he's innocent from, his Eimer, Te Misasi, Kapora, Akola, Vinoisai, his Misa should be a Kapora for all his Averis, Chutz Me Ovin Zeb, which this Averia, which he's being paskin, that he's Chayav Misa for doing this Averia, his Misa should not be a Kapora for. And the Chacham Achiluk and Rabbi Yehuda Amulayim Kain Yukaladam Oimer Kain. Every person is going to say Chutzme Avin Zek Delanaki says Atzmai to make himself appear innocent. And therefore the Chacham say even if a person knows that the Edom Ashakronim and he was not over the Saveira, Afilo Achi he should be Mesvadi on the Aveira. And the Gemara asks, what's the Svar of the Chachamim? What's wrong if everybody does the Delanaki says Atzman Vianaku Atzman? What's the problem? And the Gemara says Kadeshaloi Lahoitzi Lazal Bote Dinim. If every person is going to say that he's innocent, chutz me avin zeh, it's going to be moitzi lazan batei dinim, and therefore Chazal is misakin that a person should not say chutz me avin zeh, even if he knows that the din is mezumim. And the Gemara then brings the ma'isa, and Rashi brings the akdama to the story. Hashem ben Shetach went and killed the noshim mechashefes in Ashkelon, and Rashi brings the arichus of the story how he brought 80 talmidim to kill the 80 noshim mechashefes in Ashkelon. And the kravim of these noshim were mekane in Shimon ben Shetach, and they wanted to take nekama on Shimon ben Shetach. And therefore these kravim came and were made in Bezdin. They made up a story about the son of Shimon ben Shetach that is chayiv misa. And the edim were nimtzu to be the reyim nechayim. Bezdin was mekabel their edis, the two edim, their edis was accepted, and Bezdin paskin the chayiv misa on the son of Shimon ben Shetach. And on that, the Braisa brings the hemshech of the maisa, ton rabbanon maisa, ba'adam echot, sheyotze lahorig, he was going out to get killed. And Amarim Yeshbi Ovin Zeh, this person said if he has this Aveira, Loitehim Misasi Kapor Lachol Avinoisai. He says, if he was over the Saveira that Beznin Paskin on him a Chia Misa for being over the Saveira, then the Misa that he's getting should not be a Kapor for any of his Averis. If he doesn't have this Saveira, if he doesn't have this Saveira, if he's innocent, then the Misa that he's getting should be a Kapor for all his Averis. And Bezdin and Kol Yisrael are menukin, they're nucky from any wrongdoing in paskining Misa, and being that the Edom are made that he's chayiv Misa. For Edom leitehela mechila loilam, and he was messiahing that the Edom shouldn't get a mechila loilam for this chet that they were made a checker to be mechayiv in Misa. Uchishashamu chachom bedavim, when the chachomim heard this that the son of Shim ben Chetach said b'shas Misasai, Amru la'achzira yefshir, it's yefshir to go against the psak, to undo the psak, check for nigzur akzera, the psak was already given in Bezdin. Ela yehorig, he should get killed, v'yehei kular toli b'tzavar edim. He should get killed, and the blame is on the tzavar of the edim. The edim are to be blamed for this chiyav misa, that they are mechayev, the son of Shimon ben Shetach misa. And the Gemara asks, pshita kol kamina, it's poshet that they can't be chayzer, just because the son of Shimon ben Shetach said he's innocent. If the one going out to get killed said he's innocent, there's not a reason for Bezdin to be chayzer from the psak. And the Gemara says, leitzvicha, the chiddush is the kahadji bu sadi the Edom were chayzer. And the Edom came back to Bezdin after he said that the Edom shouldn't have a mechila la'olam. The Edom got scared and they came to Bezdin and told Bezdin that they were Edom shakranim. And the Gemara says, v'chihadji bu my havi. The halach is kiven cheger chuvay nechayzer maget. So even though the edim came back to Bezdin and said that they made up a story and they are edim shakronim, there's halach of kiven cheger chuvay nechayzer maget. So in Cain it's poshet Bezdin can't be chayzer from the psak. What's the chiddush? And the Gemara answers leitzvicha the afagav de kayavi time olamosayu. Even though they gave a reason why is it that they were made edim shaker, they gave a reason and it was a reason that Bezdin saw is probably true, that they were trying to take the nekam on Shimon ben Shetach for killing the Noshim Mechashefes in Ashkelon. And even though Bezdin sees it as Dvarim Shaltam and Mestamer is saying the truth that they were Edim Shakronim and they wish to be Chayzer from the Edis, Afilu Achid the Halacha is that Apishnayim Edim Yakum Dovar and Kivan Chiget Shuvayin Chayzer Magid. And if it's the Chazal said, La'achzire Yefshe Shekvar Nigzer Agzeira Eli Shibichayim Misa, and the Kula will be Tolei B'tzavar Edim. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim at Alinda Shakla V'tayi of the Gemara. What was the Gemara's question of Pshita Kol Kamina? What's the Gemara answering that even though the Edom gave a time alum Mosayu Afilu Hachi, still Bezdin still kept the Psak and Bezdin said that he should get killed and the Kula should be totally B'tzavar Edom? Rashi is Mefarish the Gemara's question of Kol Kamina. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa Kol Kamina? Rashi is Mefarish is a person Neman to say, the person going out to kill, is he Neman to say that he's innocent? A other person isn't Neman. And the Gemara's question wasn't why, what's the chiddush of the Braisa, it's poshut, the person is a Neman. Rashi's mefarish that the question of the Gemara is, why is it that Bezdin said that the person should go out to get killed, ve'akulo toli b'tzavar edim? It's mashmah that Bezdin is choshed edim to be edim shakronim. They say he should get killed and the kulo should be toli b'tzavar edim. The Gemara is asking kol kamine, why is Bezdin being choshed to edim for edim shakronim, that they're giving an announcement that the kulo should be toli b'tzavar edim? Just because the person says he's innocent is not a reason for Bezdin to be chayshid the Edom. And on that, the Gemara is answering that it's hajib b'hu sadiq, because the Edom were chayzer, that's why Bezdin made this announcement. And Rashi's mefarish, the Gemara's question on this, that's kivan chigit shubayin a chayzer o magid, is not the pshat that the Gemara is saying that still the psak should remain. The Gemara knew all along kivan chigit shubayin a chayzer o magid, that the psak should remain and you can't be chayzer from the psak. But the Gemara is asking kiven chigit chuvay nechayzer magid is why should we assume because it's hajib but sadi that the edim are edim shakronim? We could assume if the edim come to be chayzer and they say they're edim shakronim, the reason why they're coming is because they don't want the person to get killed al pi edusam. I've added their edis was a true edis and Bezdin's being mekabel their edis. Only they say malon lachuv bedami shalzeh. They're coming to say that they don't want somebody to get killed al pi edusam and that's why they're being chayzer. And we should assume that the edim are saying the truth. So the Gemara's question is that why is it that Bezdin made an announcement that he should go get killed and the kula should be totally b'tzavar Edom? Why is Bezdin assuming that the Edom are shakranim? And to this the Gemara answers l'maskana that the reason why Bezdin assumed they were shakranim is because they were yavu taimelum osayu. They gave a reason for what they said and Bezdin assumes that the reason sounds true and it sounds like the Edom were Edom shakranim. They were coming to be noikim and nekama from Shimon ben Shetach for the maisa that he killed the Noshim mechashefes ba'ashkeloin. And being that Bezdin saw that Mestamer they're saying the truth, therefore Bezdin made the announcement that he should get killed and the Kula should be totally v'tzavar edim. The Chassam Sefer speaks out of Pshita's Rashi after Magia, not be gavus in the Gemara Pshita. The Gemara's question was never that it's Poshet, because the Gemara never answers this question, what's the Chiddush? According to Rashi, the Gemara knew all along the Halach of Kivin Shigit, Shuvayin Achayzo, Magid, that the Edim can't be Chayzo from the Edis. The entire question of the Gemara is why is it that Beznin made an announcement that they can't be chayzik shekvar nigzur gzeir and the kula should be tali b'tzavir edim? Why was Beznin mechosh that the edim are edim shakranim? Until the Gemara's masik lamaskona, being that the edim are yavu taimelum osayu, and it's nearer to Beznin that the edim said a sheker, therefore Beznin made the announcement that the kula should be tali b'tzavir edim. But according to Rashi, there was never a havamin in the Gemara that Beznin should be chayzer and undo the psak and say that the edim are edim shakranim. That was poshtel olon kiven jigit shuvay nechayzer omagid. The Gemara's question was on Beznin's announcement, therefore he's magia, that the Gemara does not say pshita. He's magia in the Gemara that there is no gears of pshita. In the Chidushay Aran and in the Me'ibi, they are mefarish that the Gemara's havamin was that Beznin should really be chayzer from the edis, and they are gairis in our Gemara pshita. That the Gemara's question, it's Pashat the Halacha that Beznin isn't Chayzer from the Eidus. And on that, the Gemara is answering that even though the Eidim came and said the Eidim Shakranim, and the Gemara asks further, it's still Pshita, it's still Pashat, Beznin can't be Chayzer from the Eidus. What's the Havamina that Beznin should be Chayzer from the Eidus? The Halacha is Kivin Chigat Chuvay Nechayzer Omagid, the Eidim can't come say that they're Eidim Shakranim. And on that, the Gemara answers that it's Yavu Taimelum Osayu. That being that the Eidim are Yavu Taimelum Osayu, and it's Nikarim, that the Eidim are saying the truth, and they really were Eidim Shakranim Mitchila. And being that Beznin now thinks that the Eidim were Taka Shakranim, still therefore it's not Pshita anymore. There's a Havamina that the Eidim could be Chayzer from their Eidus, but Makam that it's Yavu Taimelum Osayu. I would think that they could be Chayzer from the Eidus, and I would think that the Halacha would change that Beznin would be Chayzer from the Psak. And that is Kamash Malon, that's Kvar Nigzer Xavier, and Beznin made the announcement that Lachzira Yevsher, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa, that we you say Kivan Chegat Chubin Chayzer Magid, Hagamets Nikarm to Beznin, and it looks to Beznin that the Eidim were Taka saying Eidus Shaka. Hafiloachi kiven cheged shuvin achayzer umagid, and therefore Beznin made the announcement that they can't be chayzer. Agam in svar they should be chayzer. Shakvar nigzur exayra. Therefore they can't be chayzer. But shevayeh kula tali b'tzaver edim. This that he's going to get killed, the kula will be tali b'tzaver edim. Hakoponim it's yotzel lono machlikus in the pirush of the Gemara according to Rashi. The Gemara's question is why did Beznin make the announcement? Why is Beznin chayshish the edim to be edim shakranim? But there was never a having it to be chayzer from the psak. I've added the gemara all along. It's pashat aloch is kiven chigat shuvay nechayzer magid. According to the Ran and according to the Meiri, there was a having it that Beznin could be chayzer b'makim that it's milsa the time that edim ashakranim. To that, kamash mon de braisa filoachi we say kiven chigat shuvay nechayzer magid. On the etzem uvda mentioned in the gemara by the son of Shimon ben Shatach that the edim were made is chayiv misa and Beznin paskin the chayiv misa. The edim came back and told Beznin that they're really lying and they're edim shakronim. Afilo achi Beznin said that the son of Shimon ben Shatach should get killed and they were mechayiv misa. There are two auras in the achronim. The meyer, how is it that Beznin killed somebody after the edim came back to Beznin and told Beznin that they are edim shakronim? V'moishen etshuva negis moishen choishem mishpat in chelak aleph simen tesvav being zakasha from the Rogachover. In the halacha is the edim have to be the ones to go kill the nerak. The yitzer the horig is killed by the edim yada edim tia boi b'rishayna. And the gemara brings later a halacha if it's nikta yada edim if the edim's hand was chopped off that the edim can't kill him after the edim were made in Beznin and they were ready to go kill him. Then the Edim's hands got chopped off. The halacha is being that we can't be mekayim the halacha of Yad Edim Tia Boy Berishayna. The person doesn't get killed. So, in fact, the Rogachov, if these Edim came back to Beznin and said that they are Edim Shakronim, there's a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. They said al PM that it's also for them to kill the son of Shimon ben Shatach. The whole heter, the whole reason why they're going to kill the son of Shimon ben Shatach is because he's Chayiv Misa. Once they tell Beznin that they are Edim Shakronim, and they went to tell Beznin that they are really lying and the son of Shimon Shatach is not Chayiv Misa. Imkain is a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha to Yisur and it's also for them to kill the son of Shimon ben Shatach. So Imkain, the Edim can't kill the son of Shimon ben Shatach. And the halach is that if it's Nikta Yara Edim, if the Edim can't kill the one who's been Yetzir Laharik, the person isn't Chayiv Misa. So this Shavya Nafshe Chaticha to Yisur should be the same as Nikta Yara Edim, and being that the Edim can't kill him, he should no longer be Chayiv Misa. And Ramesha is chelik on the Rogachov in the Kasha. And Ramesha says that if the Edim come to Beznin and say the Edim Shakranim, they are not Neman. We say, Kivin Cheger Chuvan Echayzeh Umagid, and Beznin assumes that they were saying the truth the first time and not the second time. So again, the Edim can't go kill the son of Shimon ben Shatach because for themselves they have a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Yisura. Ramesha said this is Daimah to Edim who come and they say that they are refusing to kill the Yetzir Laharik. If when Beznin brings the Yetzir Laharik to get killed, the Edim refuse to go kill him, afiloachi, Beznin will send somebody else to kill the one who's Chayiv Misa. And even if the Edim refuse to kill and they make another Shvua saying that they are not going to kill the person who's been Yetzir Laharik, then in such a case, Beznin sends other people to go kill him. So this that they were shavya nafshei chaticha du yisura, this that they put on themselves chaticha du yisura, not to go kill the yetzir laharik, to make it usher for them to kill the yetzir laharik, is daimut to a person, the edim who made a shvua, that they're not going to kill the yetzir laharik, and that's daimut to a person who stammers are refusing to kill the yetzir laharik, being that it's just a refusal, the edim to kill him, bezin will send somebody else to kill him, and the other person will go kill the yetzir laharik. It's dafke if it's nikta yad eden that the eden can't kill him and they can't be a kiyum of the pasuk of yad eden tia boi bari shayna, but if in zed then the yetzir laharik now becomes potter and bezin will not kill him, he won't be chayiv misa anymore. And the chayiv yesh liyashiv the kash of the rogat shavu boi finache. This that we say normally there's a halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha di yisur. If a person says that something is aser to him, shavya nafshei chaticha di yisur now becomes aser and bezin is kaifin him to keep the iser. Calls there as dafka if the person has some level of nemanis, he could say that this is aser klapa himself, he has a nemanis. So being that klapa himself, he has a nemanis, we say the halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha di yisur. But even that a person said an edis in Bezdin and there's a halacha of kivin jegid shuvay nechayzu magid, he doesn't have a nemanis in the second iser, there won't even be a halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha di yisur. And faket, Bezdin will tell him there's still a mitzvah on him to go kill the nerag, the edim still have to go kill the nerag, it won't be aser for them bechlal to kill the nerag. And if they say they're not going to kill him because the Edim Shakronim, then it's regular Edim refusing to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bezin, the Bezin will go kill the Edim themselves. But if one of them be Chal, the Halacha of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha the Yisua, being that it's Kivin Shigat Shuvay Nechayzer Magid, and he doesn't have any Nemonis in the second Edis, without any Nemonis Bechal, a person can't even be Shavya Nafshei Chaticha the Yisua. There's a second Aura that the Achrenim are Mo'eri on this Gemara. The Radvaz holds if a person is able to save somebody else's life, but in order to go save the other person's life, he's going to have to be ma'abid echad me'evarev. A person can save the other person's life, but by going to save him, he's going to lose a foot, or he's going to lose his hand, he's going to lose echad me'evarev. The shita saradvaz is a person's mechuyiv to be matzal somebody else. Afiluf is going to be ma'abid echad me'evarev. A person's mechuyiv to give up one of his limbs in order to save somebody else's life. The arsameach in perek zayin milchis reitzeach is chaylik on the radvaz. And the Arsameach holds a person's not mechuyev to give up one of his limbs to save somebody else's life. A person's only mechuyev to save somebody else's life if it's not going to cause him to lose one of his limbs. But just like a person's not mechuyev to give up his life to save somebody else's life, who then he's not mechuyev to give up echad me'evarev to save somebody else's life. And the Arsameach being zerayah from our Gemara. In fact, the Arsameach, if the Edim knew that they are Edim Shakronim, and the Edim came to Bezin and told Bezin that they are Edim Shakronim, and the son of Shimon Shedach really isn't Chayev Misa. In Cain, and Bezin says, Kivin Cheged Shuvay Nechayzo Magid, they're not Mekabel the second Edis, they're still be Mekabel the Edis of the Edim, and the son of Shimon Shetach is still going to be Chayiv Misa. L'chayiv, the Edim Shemuchayiv to chop off their own hands, being that the Allah is Nikta Yad Edim, then the son of Shimon Shetach wouldn't get killed. So in order to save the son of Shimon Shetach from Misa, the Edim who are made Sheker Shemuchayiv to chop off their hands, could they not be able to kill Shimon, the son of Shimon Shetach, and this way he'll be Nitzel from the Misa that they caused him by being made Edis Sheker. Zogt mir es simcha al karchach, there is no halacha, a person's mechuyev to me'abed echad me'evav kdei lahatzel es chaveroi, and therefore the psak was la'achzira yiyefshe shekvar nigzira gzeira, elo his yetze lehorek, and the koiler is totally betzavar edim. But our components of wolf in the Gemara that a person isn't mechuyev to me'abed echad me'evav kdei lahatzel es chaveroi. To summarize, we settled on the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach, or the kasha of the Rogachov, why is it that the edim are allowed to go kill the son of Shimon ben Shetach? When they came back and said the Edim Edim Shakonim is a Shavya Nafshei, and if it's also for them to kill him, it should be like Nikta Yara Edim, that if it's Nikta Yara Edim, the one who's Yetzir Lahorik doesn't get killed. And Reb Moshe answered the Kasha that the Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura is Doimet to a person who, or Edim who are refused to kill the Yetzir Lahorik. Uboifin Zeb Bezdin goes and kills them and saying a Doimet to Yitor Nikta Yara Edim that the Edim can't kill him. And Agam, the Edim are also to kill him because Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, it's Daimet to Edim are refusing to kill the Yetzir Lahorik and they make a neder a shvua not to kill him. That's also similar to Edim refusing to kill him, that Bezin will still go kill him and we won't say it's Daimet to the Halacha of Nikta Yad Edim. That Agam over here, there's an Issa of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, but mean that they're not Neman because Kivan Chigat Shuvay Nechayzer Magid, we just look at it as if the Edim are refusing to kill the Yetzir Lahorik and Bezin goes to kill him. And we said over a second terrace to the kasha of the Rogachover that there won't even be over a Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, being that the halacha is Kivin Chigat Shuvay Nechayzer Magid, and the person has no nemanis to say that he was made a checker, there won't even be a Kivin Chigat Shuvay, there won't even be a Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura. Shavya nafshech hatichad yisur needs a level of nemonis yishmin neman klapa himself, and b'makim it's kivin chigit chubin nechayzu magad, he doesn't have any nemonis pechlal, we won't say shavya nafshech hatichad yisur. And we said over then that the ha'ara, the ha'sameach, is ma'ir under advaz from our sugya, the advaz holds a person's mechuv to ma'abed echad me'evok te'il hatzalas chaveri. And the ha'sameach is chaylik, a person just like he's not mechuv to give up his life to save his friend, he's also not mechuv to give up one of his limbs to save his friend. And it brings a raya from our gemara that Bezin didn't tell the Edom to chop off their hand, and then it'll be nikta yada Edom and the son of Shimon Shetach won't get killed. Al karchach, a person isn't mechuyv to ma'abed echad me'evok te'il hatzalas chaveri, and that's why the Bezin said that he gets killed shekvar nigzer gzeira, but the kulah should be totally b'tzavar Edom. There's another aura that achrinim ha'ma'ir from our gemara from the ma'isa of the son of Shimon ben Shetach. Bezdin paskin on the son of Shimon ben Shetach that he's chayiv misa. Then the Edom came to Bezdin and told him that they are Edom shakronim. And Bezdin said, La'achziva yiyafshe, Bezdin can't be chayzef from the psak shekvar nigzura gzeira, ela yehoreg v'yakuler toli b'tzavar Edom. The Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Perekres is discussing the halachas of an amaslo. If people came over to an isha to be mekadish to isha, and the isha told them that she's already a eshes ish, and they can't be mekadisher. Later on, the isha comes to Bezdin and tells her that she's really a pnuya and not an eshes ish, and this that she was shavya nafshe chaticha d'yisura, and she said originally that she's already married and already a eshes ish, was only to chase away these people, being that they were anoshim sheinim muganim, and she didn't want to become a kudesh as them. To chase them away, she told them she's an eshes ish. But she was nicer than Amasla Lidvarea, why she was Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Yisura. But even Zed, the Gemara Ksubas and the Avchav Beis tells us the Isha can be Chayzef from this that she already said she's an Eishas Ish. And we don't say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Yisura, she can be Chayzef Aidei in Amasla. Zokta Shev Shmaitzes calls a Davka when a person is being Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Yisura. But if a person said an Eidus, if two Eidim said Eidus, they can't be Chayzef Aidei in Amasla. The Shev Shmaitzer assumes that as a davar poshet that Edim can't be chayzer from the Edis Aidei and Amaslo, Kivin Chigat Shuva in a chayzer market says they can't be chayzer afilo Aidei and Amaslo. And the Shev Shmaitzer then brings a machlikis in the Achreinim. What is the halacha b'makom that it was Hemnei HaTorah? Kegoin, a father with the Nemonis of a Yaker, could the father be chayzer from Nemonis Aidei and Amaslo, where the father can't be chayzer Aidei and Amaslo? And who had then been cases when a Eid Echad is Nemon, could the Eid Echad be chayzer Aidei and Amaslo? But our Kopanim, the Shev Shmaitzer, is assuming by two Edim, that's Poshet, that the two Edim can't be Chayzer Aidei and Amasla, it's not Mahani and Amasla to be Chayzer from the Edis. We still say the Halach of Kivin Chigat Shuvah and Chayzer Magad. The Bechus Avram in Ksubus and Daf Chav Beis is Medayik from the Mechaber and Chayzer Mishpat in the beginning of Simen Chav Tes. And he's Medayik from the Mechaber that it's Mahani, Edim can be Chayzer from the Edis Aidei and Amasla, and we don't say Kivin Chigat Shuvah and Chayzer Magad. And the Mechaber is discussing b'makin that the Edim came and said that they misunderstood Bezdin's question. Bezdin told the person to bring Edim to prove that he is not a rabbi. And the person brought two Edim to Bezdin, and Bezdin asked him, is this person a rabbi? And the Edim said yes. And later on, the Edim are saying that they misunderstood the question of Bezdin. They thought that Bezdin is saying that this person is not a rabbi, and to that they were answering yes. So the Mechaber, being that it's Muchach, the Edom made a mistake, a person wouldn't bring Edom that would be Lechaivosa in Bezdin, and we could assume the Edom misunderstood Bezdin, Uba'ifin said the Edom could be Chayzer from the Edis, the Edom could say Ta'inu, and they could be Chayzer from the Edis and say this person is not a rabbi. So the Bechus Avram, this that the Edom can be Chayzer from the Edis and they could say they can make a mistake, is because the Edom are being nice and Amasla Lidvareim. It's with the koyach that a person could be nesan and amasla and be chayzer midaveim. And even though normally we find Edim can't be chayzer from the Edis Aidei and amasla, Zokta Birchus Avram, that's because in most cases the excuse the Edim would give would not be a good enough excuse for Edim to be made Edis Sheker. The Isha could give an amasla, she could say why she said she's already an Eishas Ish, because a person would say such a thing in order to chase other people away. Mashenkin, when it comes to saying Edis Sheker, no excuse would be good enough to explain why a person would say an Edis Sheker in Bezdin. But when Malkim, the Edom are coming to say Ta'inu on the question that Bezdin asked us, where the Edom are not saying they said an Edis Sheker and giving an excuse for it, they're saying that they misunderstood Bezdin's question. That's an Amasla, it's Mahani Afilu by Edis. But Al Koponim, Zokta Birchus Aram, it's Masha from the Mechaber, that an Amasla is Mahani by Edom, that they can be Chayzer from the Edis, and we don't say the Halach of Kivin Chigat Shuvah in the Chayzer Magad, but Malkim, the Edom have a good Amasla. And Zokta Birchus Aram, it's Mashaf Mar Gemara, like the Shita of the Shev Shmaitza, our Gemara would be a Mekar for the Shmaitza. Our Gemara says that the Bezdin is assuming that the Edom were really Shakronim. The Edom came and told Bezin the Ashakonim, the reason they were made on the son of Shimon ben Shetach is to be Nekim and Nekama from Shimon ben Shetach for killing the Kraven, for killing the Noshim HaMechashefis. And Bezin really believes that the Edom attack Ashakonim. Bezin made an announcement, but the Kula should be totally B'tzavar Edom. It's Muchach Mitoich to Uvda that the Edom attack Ashakonim, and Bezin is assuming the Shakonim, but the Aloch is still is Kivin Chigat Shuvah and Echazil Magit. And it's mashmah, feel if the Edom gave an amasta, and they explained why they said they ate the sheker, because they wanted to take a nekama from Shimon ben Shetach. Afilochi, the Edom can't be chayzer from the Edis, we still say the halach of kivin chigat shovei nechayzer magid. And this would be a mekar for the shita of the Shef Shmaitzer, that an Edom can't be chayzer from the Edis, afilo aide an amasta, it's not daimed to a case of shavya nafshe chaticha di yisura, or a case of the Nemanis of Yaka, according to some Achrenim, that the person could be Chayzer, Aide this, that he gives an Amasla. By Aidis, we say, once it's Neskabel the Aidis, Kivin Chigat Shuvah Nechayzer Magid. And Lechayve Yesh Lid Chayz Teraya, that this that we say, it's Mahani and Amasla, is Dafka, if the person gives an Amasla and explains why he said Aide Sheker in Bezdin. The person has to give the Amasla, he says, Ta'inu, he says he made a mistake, he misunderstood Bezdin's question. But even there, he explained why he said the wrong Eidus from Eidus can be Chayzer from the Eidus, and we don't say the din of Kivin Chigat Shuvah in a Chayzer Magid. But in the case of the Eidim were made on the son of Shimon ben Shetach, they did not explain why they said an Eidus Sheker in Bezdin. It's Muchach Mitoich to Uvda that Bezdin is assuming that they said an Eidus Sheker, but the Amasla is not Mani to explain why they would say an Eidus Sheker. They're just saying they came to be Nekim the Nekama from the son of Shimon ben Shetach, Eidus being made on his son, and it's not an excuse for a person why a person would say an Eidus Sheker in Bezdin. So that's not Nechshav and Amaslo, but if and Zev, we don't say Edom can be Chayzer from the Edis, then it's Kivan Chigat Shuvah Nechayzer Magid. But if the Edom give a good reason why they said an Edis Sheker in Bezdin, if they said it was Alpia mistake, or they said Bezdin misunderstood the Edis, but if Anam Eilu with the Amaslo is a good Amaslo, maybe in Echanami, Edom can still be Chayzer from the Edis, and we don't say the Aloch of Kivan Chigat Shuvah Nechayzer Magid if the Edom are giving a good Amaslo.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.